to you.
Dr. Rabie Chishti, or Anna Press. Hi, salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
You are the murshide. I always thought you are sheikh. What's the difference between murshide and sheikh?
Well, the differences are somewhat subtle and somewhat esoteric and exoteric. Mm. And the esoteric values of between the two has to do with the levels of responsibility one has to their community. Mm-hmm. And as a sheikha, one has a certain teaching level of capacity to take care of the individual students that are in training in the Sufi community. This is the outer form of its responsibility. And the murshida has to do with also taking care of students, but also at looking at the curriculum of study and maybe redesigning it or developing it so that it is appropriate for the contemporary period of time in which the teaching is touching the individual. Another part, which is the inner part, which is the sheikha, has a certain level of practice that they follow, and a murshida has another level of practice that they follow, and one is more advanced than the other. So that what you do is that you deepen, it's a way of deepening your own relationship to the divine.
Wow.
In essence, the unity between the two of them is that they are both servants of everyone.
I know you are speaking about Tawheed.
Yes. Thank you. I just want to wish everyone all blessings, and may all blessings extend to you and to you and to all the world. Assalamu alaikum. Well, the first idea that Dr. Peruz has asked me to speak about was on the subject of Tawheed, which I think is one of the most important subjects of our world today, which is the subject of unity. And I would like to distinguish unity from uniformity, because they are two distinct differences. And we can see the unity and uniformity issue when we begin to look at the Sifati Allah, which are the attributes of the Divine One, of the Divine Being, where the personification and multiple qualities or properties of God can be articulated. And what we find in the multiple qualities are the essence of oneness, or the essence of the one divine being, Allah. Now, the relationship with the divine is not a factor for hierarchical debate, which, for instance, what I mean is that one name of God is not better than another name of God. They are all in the same embrace of oneness. So that we don't have to move into dualistic attitudes of saying one is higher than the other. For example, Ya Basir is not any better than Ya Sami, the divine all-hearing, or Ya Basir, the divine all-seeing, Ya Sami, the divine all-hearing. They are actually standing next to each other. They are similar. So this brings to mind an important idea. The Sifat, the teachings of the Sifati Allah, is that they are all reflecting one divine essence.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So that means that the friend of Allah is the one who takes as a practice the divine names into their heart. Mm-hmm. And as one takes that practice of the divine names into the heart, there is a sense of self-disclosure which brings one into the ideas of Tawheed. Mm-hmm. By doing this, the person enters a divine expression, what the Sufis have, through the lineage of time, called divine proximity. Mm-hmm. One then understands what friendship really means.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that this type of friendship, this sweetness of friendship, is created by a proximity that is defined in a way that permeates humankind and gives them a sense of holiness for all of creation. Because all the qualities of God are seen in everything and everyone.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And everyone then can begin to see the life as great holiness, and therefore one's reaction and one's response to everyone can only be that of divine blessing.
That is beautiful.
And this would help us understand a term called co-creation. Mm-hmm. When we use the term co-creation, we are really talking about a way of looking at everything that happens in our life and every relationship we have in our life as that which is truly holy and divine and part of this embrace of what the Sifat Allah could help us achieve if we bring the Sifat Allah into our heart and begin to apply the practice of Tawheed through the Sifat Allah awareness. Now, we mentioned in two qualities of the Sifat Allah, Ya Sami and Ya Basir. And that refers to the capacity of the human to hear the divine and to see the divine. Now, that could be misinterpreted as focusing on the body, which creates some in some portions of our understanding, a dualistic type of understanding. And what I would like to address is that when we see the body as an instrument of perception to understand the qualities of the divine attributes of the Sifat Allah, we begin to see that this divine body is indeed the vehicle for bringing through the qualities of the Sifat Allah into the manifest reality, which is the life.
That is beautiful. I have a question. I think I can imagine is a question of our viewer. Can you explain a little bit more the duality? What is that?
The duality is based, well, there's a Sufi saying that is very beautiful, and it's based on the zikr, which is La ilaha illallahu. There is no reality but the divine. And that actually is the answer to what I will say, except it's said in another way, which is when we look into our heart, if there's anything else there but the divine, we will participate in what is known as duality.
Duality, okay.
So the idea of Tawheed, from my perspective, from the perspective of the Sufis, really, it isn't only one that I perceive, but the one that I believe is understood by the Sufis from the early and ancient of days, is that when the ideas of your heart are focused on the divine presence within everything, so all life becomes a celebration and a dedication, a blessing of divine presence, one has no time to fight and one has no time to argue, except one has time to ask questions and debate, which is very healthy, but one has no time to disperse this beauty of awareness and take it into a destructive mode. One always sees that the presence of the divine is always joyfully leading one to one's true happiness, which is to be and live in the presence of divine unity.
That is beautiful.
So in essence, the truth can be seen, which is a very difficult word to define.
Yes.
But truth can be seen when the heart leads a people. And when the heart is not leading a people, you will see great limitation to progress within a community and within the communities of the world.
You don't mean the heart, the one, the pump, the center.
No, I'm talking about the divine heart.
Okay.
The heart of Tawheed.
Okay.
Of Tawheed. So if we want to stop the war and we want to stop conflict and we want to stop this unhappiness that permeates when we forget the great Tawheed, the great essence of Tawheed, the best thing that we could do is to remember those qualities and attributes, the sifati of Allah, in which we can return back to that tawheed. That's how we can begin to find our way back.
Wow.
We can begin stepping out of this sorrow that is hurting everyone back into the joy that has been given to us by Allah.
That is so wonderful.
And in essence, in all the qualities of all the religions, if one were to go past the doctrinal differences and go down into the very root of what the Hindus say, what the Muslims say, what the Christians say, what the Buddhists say, what the Farsis say, we will find this same Tawheed in the scriptures of every path and every religion. And that is, we can do this, we can find this when we start seeing the purpose of Tawheed through the Sifat-i Allah in our hearts. We then don't have to spend our time arguing with the many religious doctrines of the world. That is, that will delay us and cause us to enter a realm of sorrow. The best way to progress is to come into Tawheed.
That is beautiful. That is so beautiful.
Everyone in the world desires happiness and desires safety and desires love. And this love we can give to ourselves if we remember Tawheed.
That is wonderful.
As a person enters this sense of Tawheed in their heart, they come into a deeper harmony with themselves. And when they come into a harmony with themselves, that harmony will spread into their families, and their families' harmony will spread into the community, and that community's harmony will spread into the world. And that is the beginning of how Tawheed would help the world as it is today.
That is so beautiful.
If we pray for the strength and the faith to work on this idea of Tawheed in our being, and we take on the dedication of remembrance, which is such an important word to Sufis around the world. Remembrance, the remembrance of what? That we have the ability to understand Tawheed. We have that ability, but we must try with every part of our being to wake up every day as a student of Allah and say that we will remember Tawheed in our heart.
I love this. Can you repeat it again? I know it is. It is just so beautiful.
But if we can just remember every day to wake up in the morning.
If we can.
To wake up every morning and remember that it is our prayer and our wish to remember Tawheed and bring that awareness into everything we do and give it to everyone we meet, we will begin to place into the world the greatest blessing of peace. And this is the wish, I believe, of the great Prophet. Peace among each other, so that we may be happy in the presence of Allah. I believe, as I believe all our friends and people in the world, I stand with all the people in the world in their wish to be happy and in their wish to be free and their wish to be safe, that we may, as people in the world, spread this message of Tawheed throughout the world. And we also should realize that every purpose of every religion, the purpose of every religion is to spread the work of Tawheed. And if religious authorities do not spread the work of Tawheed, we must question what they're doing. Because if those who are in the responsibility of teaching the depth of a religious doctrine are not following Tawheed, which is at the depth of all religions, then we must understand something about their teaching that will look at their limitation and begin to help them come to Tawheed. And this gives us help to see that to spiritually understand Tawheed and the Sifati Allah is not a passive act of inner wishing. Mm-hmm. It is an actual active way of bringing peace
practice.
Into the world.
It is a practice.
It is a real living practice of spiritual attunement mm-hmm. to the divine will. So that we have the spirit and we have the body again, the body which is the practitioner mm-hmm. of this Sifati Allah and Tawheed moving together. Mm. And that is the whole reason for this practice. And I believe that completes my talk on the ideas of Tawheed.
That is wonderful.